Have you ever felt like your inner critic is just a little too loud? Like that nagging voice in your head keeps whispering doubts and criticisms, even when you're doing your best. You're not alone. We all have that voice sometimes, but what if we could learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and compassion we offer our dearest friends? Imagine this. Someone you love is struggling. Maybe they made a mistake, or perhaps they're facing a tough challenge. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their shortcomings or offer words of encouragement and support? I imagine most of us would choose the latter. We'd remind them that they are loved, worthy, and capable of overcoming anything. But what about when we face those same struggles? When the inner critic takes over and starts tearing us down, do we extend the same kindness to ourselves? Today, let's talk about practicing self-compassion and treating ourselves with the love and understanding we deserve. This isn't about ignoring our flaws or making excuses for our mistakes. It's about recognizing that we are human, and humans make mistakes. It's about acknowledging our struggles without judgment and offering ourselves the same support and compassion we would offer to a loved one. Think about it. When you were younger, did you harshly criticize yourself for every stumble or setback? As children, we're naturally more forgiving of ourselves and others. We learn through experience and gradually start internalizing societal pressures and expectations that can lead to self-criticism. But what if we could reclaim that childlike sense of kindness and compassion? Imagine a world where we treated ourselves with the same tenderness we offer to our children, friends, and even strangers. A world where mistakes were seen as opportunities for growth and learning, not as reasons for shame or self-doubt. Let's start practicing self-compassion today. Here are some simple ways to cultivate more kindness towards yourself. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. When you feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or disappointed, don't try to suppress those emotions. Instead, acknowledge them with kindness. Say to yourself, I'm feeling really stressed right now, or this is a difficult situation. Accepting your emotions without judgment allows them to flow through you, rather than building up into resentment or anger. 2. Practice mindful breathing. When self-criticism creeps in, take a few deep breaths. Focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. This simple act can help calm your mind and create space between you and those negative thoughts. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. Pay attention to the voice in your head. When it starts criticizing you, gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? What would be a more compassionate way to think about this situation? Replacing negative self-talk with positive affirmations can help shift your mindset. 4. Engage in self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply spending time with loved ones, prioritize self-care practices that bring you joy and rejuvenation. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you are grateful for. The simple practice can help shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a sense of appreciation for the good things in your life. Now, let's take a moment together to embody this practice of self-compassion. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. Take a deep breath in, feeling your chest expand as you inhale. Hold it for a moment, then exhale slowly, releasing any tension or stress from your body. Repeat this breath a few more times, each inhale bringing in peace and calm, each exhale letting go of negativity. Visualize yourself surrounded by a warm, loving light. Imagine this light filling your entire being, soothing your heart and calming your mind. Feel the warmth of this light radiating outwards, extending to everyone around you. Know that you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion. And most importantly, know that you are enough, just as you are. Carry this feeling of self-compassion with you throughout the day. Remember that it's okay to make mistakes, to feel your emotions fully, and to ask for help when you need it. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a dear friend. Remember, practicing self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when the inner critic gets louder, but with each conscious effort to treat yourself with kindness, you strengthen your capacity for love and compassion both towards yourself and others. You are worthy of love, just as you are. Go out there today and shine your light brightly. And remember, I believe in you.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.